Proclamation number 8154 of 18th of April, 1962. Free will must receive the word. You can always feel addressed by me if you want to hold a heartfelt dialogue yourselves. If you devote yourselves to me and your thoughts are directed towards me. Every intimate bond prompts me to express myself, which will be sent to you again in the form of thoughts, because it is also pleasing for me when I can speak to you, yet this possibility has to be created by yourselves. Yet my address, the thoughts which touch you, will always express my love and wisdom to you. I will always tell you what serves your soul's salvation. I will admonish you to love and at the same time inform you of my nature, because I myself want to win your love and this requires that you recognize me as an exceedingly lovable being. And as soon as you yourselves notice an increase in your love for me, you also know that this is the effect of my address, which you can all hear within yourselves. Because you humans are all capable of thinking and the very direction of your thoughts demonstrates to you the spiritual sphere where your thoughts originate. Hence, if you are spiritually united with me through prayer or heartfelt thoughts, your thoughts will always move in the direction which has me as its goal again. Because I always try to tie you to me and you as soon as only your will belongs to me. But if I now want to convey truthful knowledge to people in order to give everyone the right light, then I must choose a suitable vessel for it which has subordinated itself to my will to such an extent that it is now only active in my will. Understand, therefore, I cannot and will not force a person into a service in my vineyard, but it is a service which is to be rendered in completely free will. And thus this will must have completely subordinated itself to me, only then is the human being a suitable vessel into which I can pour my spirit. And now a process can take place which is extremely significant. I can convey the pure truth to earth which is to bring about that people learn to love me. For I want to gain people's love, because then complete redemption will also be assured. Because then the human being himself will live in love when he has recognized his God and Creator as the eternal love himself. But for which the knowledge of my nature, the knowledge of truth, is also a prerequisite. Only the supply of truth provides people with the correct image of me and my nature, and only the supply of truth can induce the human being to take the right direction of will. Because the realization of my nature impels him to strive towards me, because love will then ignite in the human being if he has recognized me correctly. And thus you must evaluate the direct address from above which opens up unusual knowledge to you humans, which brings you closer to spiritual truths which only I myself can impart to you humans because I know everything and also your ignorance when you live on earth without the supply of pure truth from above. People who mentally unite with me can certainly also receive this truth mentally but they will always evaluate it as their own thinking and also not represent it to their fellow human beings as truth. Even though they themselves can be inwardly convinced of the truth. But they lack the evidence. But if great spiritual knowledge comes to a person on earth in an unusual way, then this knowledge will also be evaluated differently by those who are of good will, but it will not force them to believe either. Because I myself will never give the human being 100% proof due to his freedom of will. However, every person is free to accept or reject the spiritual knowledge offered from above, yet the willing person will recognize it as an extraordinary gift of grace and be happy, because he will also feel the strength of what has directly flowed forth from me myself in order to kindle love in people. Everything that stimulates love can be considered good. For my adversary will never preach love and adversary forces will never be at work where my divine teaching of love is proclaimed. Yet you should not disregard one thing, that love also always emanates wisdom, as light emanates from a fire. Hence a life of love must always result in knowledge for the human being. He must increase in knowledge which corresponds to the truth, for I myself am love, and I instruct people because they live in spiritual blindness as long as they have no knowledge about me myself, about my nature, as well as about all spiritual correlations, but which they must possess if their hearts are to glow with love for me. And I woo my living creations love, for they emerged from my love. And therefore the transmission of truth through the eternal truth itself is a completely understandable process which, however, also requires the necessary prerequisites which not many people can demonstrate, and therefore this transmission cannot take place very often. Yet I know who is suitable for it and who willingly carries out this vineyard work of passing on the truth, because it is urgently needed before the end, so that people will be enlightened in their spiritual darkness. Amen.